Thank you and good afternoon. On Tuesday night, Eureka police contacted a man who suffered stab wounds during a burglary at a residence on H Street near the Eureka post office. The victim armed himself with a knife after 33-year-old John Long and his younger brother, 30-year-old Brian Long, forced their way into the victim's home. A violent struggle ensued in the kitchen, resulting in the parties involved suffering multiple stab wounds, and the Long brothers fled the scene. The victim suffered stab wounds to his knee and his hands. While officers were searching for the suspects, a man called 911 and reported that he and his brother were just stabbed and were driving to the hospital. Officers responded to the hospital, and after treatment, they placed the Long brothers under arrest, and they were booked into county jail on numerous charges. The victim underwent surgery on his knee, and he is expected to recover. A humble deputy was on patrol on Highway 96 near downtown Hoopa Tuesday night and spotted a vehicle that had been reported stolen in a residential burglary in Hoopa in late January. After running the vehicle's license plate, a second deputy was called in to assist in a felony traffic stop that was conducted at Bear Road. Law enforcement detained three men at the scene, including the driver, 44-year-old Gabriel McCovey. The two passengers were questioned by deputies but were released at the scene without charges. McCovey, however, was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property, and the vehicle has been stored at a local tow company until the victim is able to recover their vehicle. The Lone Star Ranch in Neyland, which is owned by the Moore family, was honored as the North American winner for the 2016 Society for Range Management Excellence Award. Since 1896, the ranch has been in the family for seven generations, and they were recognized for their efforts in environmental stewardship, community support, and for their conservation of the state's forest and rangelands. The National Award for the Lone Star Ranch was first sponsored by UC Cooperative Extension Livestock Advisor Jeff Stackhouse, and his nomination was accepted by the Society for Range Management. At least 30 residents attended a public meeting that was held on Tuesday on Walnut Drive regarding the proposed traffic impact fee for the greater Eureka area. On hand at the meeting was County Public Works Director Tom Mattson, who said on this morning's talk shop that the biggest issue is establishing the boundaries that the proposed fee would cover.
Well, the biggest issue is the boundary that we're proposing. Some individuals felt that the boundary should be very, very confined just to the area where the sewer was constructed. Staff feels it should be a bit wider for the greater Eureka area because that's the area affected, really, both by the sewer and by the traffic in the area. We've got some work to do to go back and explain what we're doing, why we're doing, and if it's not right, reducing it and redoing some calculations.
Residents will be able to submit public comments on the proposed fee until February 26th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from Tuesday's county supervisor meeting.
Bill Gillespie may be the man calling the shots at Humboldt Bay Fire, but the Board of Supervisors took a few minutes on Tuesday to honor the man he followed as chief of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, Ken Woods. The board issued a certificate of recognition to Woods for his decades of service to the Humboldt Fire District and then as the first chief in the history of the newly formed Humboldt Bay Fire Department. Woods was presented with a certificate at his retirement event on January 30th by Supervisor Virginia Bass. The board also did some mid-year budget adjustments and voted to roll over $2 million in unspent Measure Z tax revenue to the upcoming fiscal year. The board also voted to allocate $700,000 in Measure Z revenue for public works, money that will be used for road maintenance, and which brings the total yearly allocation to $1.4 million.
Thank you, Dan. Over 6,000 people attended the annual Health, Wellness, and Resource Fair held by St. Joseph's Health over the weekend at the Bayshore Mall. The event is held every year as a variety of free health screenings, testing, and health information are offered to people who attend. This year's fair displayed booths from over 50 medical departments and programs, as well as community volunteers who provided those services to attendees. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.